head.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by Dr. Duane Landels from the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association. We're talking about their new campaign, Raised with Care. You can find out more at their website, raisedwithcare.ca. Essentially, we've been using microbials, antimicrobials, that is, like antibiotics, in the farming industry for a number of years to treat disease, control disease, for prevention of disease, and also in production. And with all the advancements we've made in production, using antimicrobials for production is being eliminated. And there are some other changes no doubt coming up. Let's go back and talk a little bit about the history of this all. This has been in use since the 50s?
Yes, that's correct, Daryl. The first use of antimicrobials in production, livestock production, was in the early 1950s when it was discovered that adding antimicrobials to the feed or the water of different classes of livestock decreased the amount of food that they needed to gain the same amount of weight, to decrease the amount of time it took them to get to natural market weight, and it was very useful in improving the economic of livestock production and consequently decreasing the price of food. So it's been in place for a long time, and to some extent that's still, or quite an extent, that's still used in the livestock industries. What's really interesting, of course, and important to recognize is that production of livestock has changed a lot since the 1950s. And,
right.
And so improved genetics of animals, improved engineering of the buildings and the housing environments, better understanding of nutrition, a wide range of vaccination and parasite control programs have improved the health of the animals to the point where the gains in production by use of antimicrobials is probably not nearly as much as it was 50 or 75 years ago.
Now, I think a lot of people just assume antibiotics are good, but the question I'm sure other people are wondering is, are they good or are they bad?
Well, and I think that's the balance that we take. Antimicrobials are a tool. Used properly, they're incredibly good and incredibly useful and very necessary for human and animal health. Used improperly, though, they can encourage resistance of bacteria to antibiotics, and then as such can become bad. They can become difficult. So it's not really the product itself that's good or bad. It's how we use them.
The application. It's like any other tool. If you use it wrong, you're going to get the results you don't want.
Exactly.
So why is this issue important to livestock producers?
Well, the issue is important to livestock producers because it's the credibility of our industry. Obviously, we need antimicrobials in livestock to treat disease and control disease. We need to maintain animal health and welfare through their proper use. Failing to use them properly, and if antimicrobial resistance continues to develop on the human health side, we'll continue to see more and more pressure on limiting our access to antimicrobials for the necessary purposes. So that's a sort of a self-serving need, but there's also the need to ensure that we're doing the right thing for human health. We livestock yeah. producers, we care. That's the theme of our campaign. We care about what we do. We want to make sure we're doing the right things to maintain public health, animal health, and welfare.
Well, vigilance, you know, clearly is important. I mean, in your website, earlier in the show, we talked about the fact that you develop an antimicrobial, it attacks a situation, it'll destroy all the bugs we designed it to attack. The ones that survive are the stronger ones, and then they begin to multiply. Then we have to come up with a stronger bug to go after them. And your website states, if resistance develops at its current rate over the next few decades, the impact to our economies and communities will be severe and irreversible. That's scary stuff.
It is very scary stuff. And the World Health Organization is predicted that unless we can control antimicrobial resistance in the broad sense, both in human and animal health, that we'll return to what they call the pre-antibiotic days, where disease will be treated by methods that we had to use, or human health had to use to treat those diseases before antibiotics were invented. That is a very scary circumstance.
Well, especially considering that the bugs will have had a huge advantage in that time, and they'll be super, and we'll be using primitive tools. Doesn't sound attractive at all.
Well, bacteria have been on our planet for millions of years, and they've had a chance to adapt a lot more quickly than human or animal populations have. And yes, they're very effective at causing disease and surviving all the challenges that are presented to them.
Hardly sounds like a fair fight. We'll be back in just a moment to talk about what livestock producers can do now. We're talking to Dr. Duane Landles from the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association about Raised with Care, the Raised Care with Care campaign. You can find out more about that at raisedwithcare.ca. And if you have a question for us, by all means, text us, 630-630. We'll be back after a quick news break with Scott.